我们这一节来学习虚空与充满。
The topic I'd like to share with you today is vanity and fullness.
圣经里面有一些古圣徒啊，他们就谈到人生的虚空。
The saints in the past often talks about the vanity of human life.
好像摩西说啊，人好像花草一样。
Moses said, "Our lives are just like the flowers in the grass."
啊，早上发芽，到了晚上就割下枯干。
They grow in the morning and they dry up at night.
他说，人所经历的就是劳苦愁烦，转眼就成空。
And our empty life is filled with sorrow and labor.
古时候以色列的王大卫
，and King David of the Israelites.
他说，人的日子好像所掌一样。
He said that human life is like our palms.
我们一生的日子看起来好像无有。
Our life seems to be empty.
说人最稳妥的时候，人的行动都是虚幻，都是人的忙乱啊，都是枉然。
And all of our toil and busyness are for naught.
这是以色列的王，第二个王叫做大卫所写的诗歌。
This was recorded in a psalm written by the second king, David.
我们今天要根据这个传道书啊，就是所罗门的，就是大卫的儿子所罗门王，他所写的传道书。
Today we'd like to study what was written by Solomon, David's son.
谈虚空与充满。
And we shall study vanity and fullness.
所罗门是一个相当富足又相当有才干的一个王。
Solomon was a very wealthy and talented king.
在圣经里面有几卷是他写的。
He has written a few books in the Bible.
雅歌啊，雅歌啊，这也是所罗门写的。
He wrote the Song of Songs.
啊，箴言，这里面有很多非常好的词句劝世的箴言呐、啊，这是所罗门王写的。
And he also wrote Proverbs that served as encouragement for everyone.
另外，这个传道书是所罗门他年老的时候，他来劝勉人年轻人的一些有关他自己人生的经历。
Ecclesiastes was written in his old age to encourage the young people from his own experience.
因为他在一生当中啊，有几项他追求的事情。
He has sought after many things in his life.
他想说啊，人生应当行什么事情为美。
He decided for himself what was good in his life.
所以一时的一直追求追求。追求到他年老的时候
and he went after them until he was old.
他觉得说啊，日光之下人生一切的追求劳碌就是虚空捕风。
But he concluded that everything under the sun is meaningless.
所以他在最后有一个结论啊，说人要不得到不畏虚空，就是敬畏神，守神的诫命。
Then he, and another conclusion was that we must learn to fear the Lord.
所以在传道书里面啊，虚空这两个字眼啊，一直反复一直出现。
And the word vanity or meaningless was repeated throughout the book.
所以有的人说啊，这个传道书好像很消极悲观。
Some considered the book to be rather pessimistic.
但是实际上啊，这个传道书不是消极悲观的。
But that is actually not the case.
它是告诉我们以人为本，以物质为本的追求最后的结果是虚空。
But rather, it simply tells us the consequences pursuing after the world.
因为凡是受造之物都有缺陷，不能够真正满足。
Because all creations are imperfect and can not truly satisfy us.
真正的幸福不是在日光之下，不是在人间，而是在天上。
We cannot find true happiness under the sun or among people, but rather in the heavenly kingdom.
所以敬畏神所神的诫命啊，才能够让我们得到真正的满足。
Only those who fear the Lord and obey His commandments will be satisfied.
所以所罗门他从人间的一些物质上的追求开始谈起。
So Solomon began by describing all the pleasures in the world.
他发觉说他所追求到最后啊都没有办法满足，都是虚空了。
But everything he pursued was vanity.
他说他在这个虚空当中，他就去想去找。
And then he began to think for himself and continue to seek.
然后他从这个宇宙万象里面啊，看到说这个宇宙当中的秩序当中有一个主宰。
And he studied the universe and found an order and a master over them.
所以他认识到真神的存在。
that he realized that God exists.
所以他说啊, 我们人啊, 要谦卑, 顺服, 服在神的手下, 我们的人生才能够美满幸福。
And he said that we must be humble and submit ourselves to God's hands.
一般的宗教也在谈虚空啊。
Many religions also talks about vanity.
像佛教就谈四大皆空啊。
Buddhism says, mentions four things that are empty.
但是他们没有办法让人得到满足。
But Buddhism cannot satisfy you.
但是这个圣经是神的道。
But the word of the Bible is the word of God.
告诉我们人生是虚空的。
It tells us that human life is meaningless.
但是我们却能够借着耶稣基督的救赎之恩啊。 能够在虚空当中来得到真理, 得到满足。
But through the salvation of Jesus Christ, we can receive the truth.
我们看传道书第一章,
Let's read Ecclesiastes chapter 1 verse 2.
传道书一章的第二节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 1 verse 2.
传道者说, 虚空的虚空, 虚空的虚空, 凡事都是虚空。 我们知道所罗门的时代非常富足。
Solomon's reign was very wealthy.
但是这一句话是他人生最后的一个结论。
But that was his conclusion of
his
life.
一切都是虚空, 都是古风。
Everything is meaningless.
这如果是出于一般人所写的啊, 没有什么值得啊, 可以啊, 去思考的地方。
If an ordinary man said this, then there's not much to think about.
但是是出于最富足, 最有才干的一个王的口里。
But this was from... This came from the mouth of the richest and the most talented king.
所以我们就要正视这个问题。
Then we must study it.
我们看到所罗门当时的财富很大。
He had great wealth.
我们看列王记上的第四章。
Let's turn to 1 Kings chapter 4.
列王记上第四章。
1 Kings chapter 4.
20节。
Verse 20.
四章20节。
First Kings chapter 4 verse 20.
犹大人和以色列人如同海边的沙那样多，都吃喝快乐。第21节。21。所罗门统管诸国，从大河到腓利士地，直到埃及边界。所罗门在世的日子，这些国啊都进贡服侍他。22节。所罗门每日所用的食物。 细面30戈尔，吃面60戈尔，23节。23。为牛10只，草场上的牛20只，羊100只，还有鹿、羊、包子，并肥畜。啊，以下省略。这里讲到所罗门当时的情况非常富足。This
is how wealthy he was.
在第10章里面说啊。 他那个金银很多啊，建圣殿、建王宫啊，很多器皿都是用金做的。
And he in chapter 10 we find that he was so wealthy that everything he offered to the temple was made of gold.
所以所罗门的时代，银子好像地上的石头啊，也太多了，不值钱。
During his reign, silver was just like ordinary stones. They were worthless.
还有所罗门非常有智慧。
Solomon was also full of wisdom.
4章29节。
Let's read chapter 4, verse 29.
列王记上4章29节。
1 Kings chapter 4, verse 29.
神所赐给所罗门极大的智慧，聪明按广大的心，如同海沙不可测量。30节。 所罗门的智慧超过东方人和埃及人一切的智慧。31节。
31.
他的智慧胜过万人，胜过以斯拉人。 你看，并马和的儿子西曼、雅各、达大的智慧，他的名声传扬在四维的列国。32节。32。他做监年3000祭，诗歌1005首。33节。33。他讲论草木住黎巴嫩的香柏士，直到墙上长的牛膝草；又讲论飞禽走兽、昆虫、水族。34节。34。天下列王听见所罗门的智慧，都差人。 来听他的智慧话。所罗门是当时最有智慧的一个人。Solomon
was the wisest man.
所以他在文学上、艺术上各方面都有相当大的成就。He
had accomplished much in the literatures and the arts.
所以他写了很多诗歌。He
wrote many songs.
讲了很多格言。
And he spoke much proverbs.
他说对植物啊, 从那个墙上的牛膝草啊，一直到那个大的香柏树啊，所有每一样的植物，它都可以讲出一长篇道理来。
He could speak much on the plant life from the smallest hyssops to the great cedar of Lebanon.
还有各样的动物啊，飞禽走兽、水族啊，他都懂。
He also taught about the animals and the birds, reptiles, and the fish.
所以当时大家都知道所罗门的智慧。
All the kings of the world knew of his knowledge.
有的君王自己或者是派人来听所罗门的智慧话。
And the kings themselves came or they sent men to come to listen.
所罗门的享乐也是空前绝后的。
He also had the greatest pleasure.
看传道书的第一章。
That's for Ecclesiastes chapter 1.
第十节。
Verse 10.
传道书第二章第十节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verse 10.
二章第十节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verse 10.
说凡我眼睛所求的没有留下不给他。我心所乐的，我没有禁止不享受，因为我的心为我一切所劳碌的快乐，这就是我从劳碌中所得的份。十一节
，eleven。
后来我查看我所经营的一切事，和我劳碌所成的功，谁知都是虚空，都是古风，在日光之下毫无益处。所罗门。年轻的时候追求智慧，追求财富，后来追求享乐。
In his youth, he pursued riches, knowledge, and also finally pleasure.
他动大工程，建造房舍。
He built many palaces.
建造庭园。
He built gardens.
请了很多仆婢啊来为他唱歌，服侍他。
He enlisted servants to entertain him and serve him.
他积蓄很多金银财宝。
He accumulated much wealth.
也有他娶了很多的妃嫔。
He had many concubines.
他说啊，我眼睛所看到，我想要的，没有一件东西得不到。
He said, I deny myself nothing my eyes desired.
但是我后来回想，我这样啊所享乐的，最后还是虚空，好像捕风一样，一切都没有用。
Yet when I survey all that my hands has done, everything was meaningless. I was chasing after the wind.
所以他写这个传道书就是告诉我们年轻人。
Here he tells the young people.
说人生该追求的可以得到的东西他都得到了。
He has gained everything we can in life.
但是最后的结果就是虚空。
Yet he concluded life as meaningless.
所以在日光之下一切的劳碌都是虚空，都是古风。
All the toils was nothing under the sun.
所以他说啊，虚空的虚空，虚空的虚空，凡事都是虚空。
That's why he would say meaningless, meaningless, everything is meaningless.
连续一句话讲了五句虚空啊。
Just in that one sentence, he mentioned meaningless five times.
这是对他所追求的东西啊，感到非常绝望啊，失望的一讲话。
That was something he said in his desperation.
表示是非常极度的虚空。
Because he was truly meaningless.
那这个虚空在原文的意思好像有。一口气呀、啊，一口气的意思。
The word meaningless in the original text could refer to a breath.
因为这个气呀、啊、是虚无不定的，没有一个实体呀、啊。
Because a breath does not have a form.
这个气呀、啊、你是抓不到啊，好像风一样，你抓不到。
You cannot take hold of a breath or a wind.
有的人用这个数学的数字来描写这个虚空啊。
People try to use mathematical equation to describe this meaningless.
虚空就是零啊，没有零。
That is the number zero.
零，你再怎么算啊，都是零。
Whatever you can add, you can do whatever operations to the number. It is.
你好多的零，把它加起来还是零。
You can add zeros together, it's still zero.
你把它乘起来，再怎么算都是零。
Zero times zero is still zero.
所以人生在日光之下，人没有神啊，就是零，就是虚空。
Without God, then our life amounts to zero.
他说，这个零数目要有数。要有意义啊，就是要有一个一，有一个数目，这个一就是神。
In order to have meaning, we must add a number like one, and that number is God.
如果没有神的话，人生是虚空的。
Without God, our life is truly meaningless.
有了神以后，我们的人生才能够有意义。
We only have meaning together with God.
那为什么人生会虚空呢？
Why is our life meaningless?
圣经里面说，神造万物啊，本来是美好的。
The Bible said God created everything to be good.
所以创世纪第一章啊，神六天的时间造各样万物。
God spent 6 days to create the universe.
每一次造完以后，神都会说， 很好。
And at the end of the day, he said it was good.
后来为人造配偶了以后，神说甚好。
And when God created a spouse for the man, he said it was good.
所以神对他所造的万物是非常好的。
God created everything to be good.
但是为什么会变成虚空呢？
Then why would it be meaningless?
这从圣经里面我们可以找到答案。
We can find the answer in the Bible.
就是创世纪的第三章。
In Genesis chapter 3.
因为人犯了罪啊。 所以人就生活在罪恶当中，就生活在虚空当中。
Because human beings have sinned, then we live in sin and meaningless.
这好像是一个人啊，他父亲啊得到很多的财产。
It's just as a man whose father has much wealth.
这个儿子啊，不争气呀，把他所有的父亲的财产，统统把他浪费掉了。
But if the son wastes all the riches,
好像一个败家子一样啊。Then
he will give up everything.
本来神所造的万物都非常美好的。
God created wonderful things.
但是因为人犯罪了，所以万物就变成虚空。
But human beings have sinned and everything became vanity.
这个虚空啊，就是说该充满的没有充满就会虚空。
A vanity is like a void where there's something should be there but it's not.
比如说我们人的身体要健康。
For example, our health.
我们要有足够的营养。
If we need nutrition.
但是我们营养不良啊，贫血自然就虚空了。But
if we're malnourished, then we become sick.
或者是现在有很多病啊。There
are many diseases today.
有的该留下来的不留下来，有的不该留下来的留在身体上，就虚空了。There
are things that, there are things that we need to have and we don't, and vice versa.
糖尿病啊，就是一些养分你没有办法吸收啊，就排掉了。
For example, a diabetic cannot absorb the nutrition.
所以人营养不良就瘦下来了。
And then people become weak.
像尿毒症啊，就该排泄的一些毒物啊，你排不掉。
Or if the body has a problem excreting the poisons.
所以留在身体里面啊，在血液里面一直循环。 那些毒素就影响到整个身体。
And if the poison continues to be circulated in the body, you become sick.
所以这个虚空就是该充满的没有充满，不该充满的充满。
That is what vanity is, that there's the emptiness.
神造我们人啊，人有神的性格。
God created us in His own image.
说真理的仁义跟圣洁。
To be true and holy.
但是人离开了神以后啊，就失去了真理。
That when we turn away from God, we lost the truth.
所以本来应该充满的公义、和平、仁爱、圣洁、善良啊，就失掉了。
We're supposed to be filled with righteousness, love, and peace.
所以我们人活在这个世界上，就觉得没有意义啊，感到很虚空。
But when we lost all of them, then we feel empty.
那一些不该有的，却充满在这个世界上面。
On the other hand, what is bad is filled in the world.
好像那个柱子里面啊，里面有蛀虫的话，那里面把东西，你把里面的 木头吃掉了，外面好好的，但是里面空掉了。
Just like a log that has been rotted away inside. It looks fine outside, but it's weak.
这个世界就充满着自私了、嫉妒了、骄傲、虚伪了。
And the world is filled with jealousy and hate.
诡诈了、暴力了、色情了。
And treachery and violence.
所以，这个世界当然充满着虚空。
Then that is also a vanity in the world.
所以我们要能够有一个充实的一个人生。
In order to have a fulfilled life,
就是要把那个该有的啊，就要把它充实。
You must be filled with what is good.
要把那个不该有的就把它除去掉， 这样才能够达到满足。
And rid ourselves of what is bad.
所罗门虽然在物质上啊追求很多很大，
King Solomon pursued after everything.
他所有的都得到了，但是他离开神。
And he gained everything, but he lost God.
所以他说，人生最后的结果，没有神就是虚空。
That's why he said, without God, life is vanity.
圣经里面有一个传道人叫做保罗。
And there's a worker of God named Paul.
他本来是非常有地位的，有权势的。
He also held great power and status.
但是他后来信耶稣了以后，
But when he believed in Jesus,
他就把以前他追求的统统把它放弃掉了。
He gave up everything he had.
他说：“我现在知道耶稣才是至宝。”He
said, "I now know Jesus as the greatest."
所以为着得到耶稣啊，我甘愿把这些通通放弃掉，因为那些跟耶稣来比较，好像粪土一样。In
order to gain Jesus Christ, I will give up everything because they're rubbish compared to Jesus.
虽然在人来看起来啊，保罗好像什么都失去了。
In human eyes, Paul seemed to lost everything.
好像很空虚啦。
His life was meaningless.
但是保罗说啊，似乎一无所有，但是我却样样都有。
Paul says, I seem as if I have nothing, but I have everything.
因为他有了主，所以他就能够样样都有。
Because he had the Lord.
所以他的生活不虚空，而是充满的生活。
And his life was not empty, but rather filled.
我们看回来《传道书》第一章。
Let's turn back to Ecclesiastes chapter 1.
传道书第一章第三节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 1 verse
3. 人一切的劳碌就是在他是他在日光之下的劳碌有什么益处呢？人生啊就是一直劳碌。
We work hard in our lives.
当然我想所罗门他不是反对人啊劳碌做工啊。
Solomon was not against labor and working.
因为在传道书里面呢、啊、他一直叫人说要勤劳。
Because the other parts of this book, he encouraged us to be diligent.
所以他说所勤的会富足。
He said that if you work hard,
懒惰的会贫穷。
And if you're lazy, you will be poor.
所以他也说你要效法那些蚂蚁。
He taught us to learn after the ants.
他虽然没有君王，
even though the ants have no
emperor, 但是他们在夏天就晓得预备食物，
but they knew how to prepare for food during the
summer. 到了冬天就没有缺乏，
so that they lack nothing during winter.
所以他也是鼓励我们要殷勤做工。
He encouraged us to work hard.
但是他说啊，人生的劳碌会虚空，因为人是在最终的劳碌。
But here he says if we labor in sin, then everything is meaningless.
是因为受到咒诅，所以汗流满面啊，一直劳碌，一直到离开世界。
Because that was the result of a curse that we shall work hard until death.
所有的劳碌啊，最后的结果都是空空的。
And the result of our labor is emptiness.
那我们怎样让我们的劳苦能够有代价，能够不虚空
？How do we reap the fruits of our labor?
就是要在主里面呢、啊，要信耶稣。要找到真神，那我们的劳苦我们就有价值。
We must believe in the true God and labor in Him.
就不会虚空了。
And then we will have meaning.
所以在哥林多前书十五章里面说啊
，In 1 Corinthians chapter 15 it says,
说你们要坚固不动摇啊，常常竭力多做主工。
You must remain firm and continue to work for the Lord.
因为你们劳苦在主里面是不会徒然的。
Because you will not work in vain.
人生如果没有神，你再劳碌，得到再多，最后的结果都是没有空掉。
Without God, however much you work, you will lose it all.
因为人离开了世界以后，你什么都带不走。
Because when you die, you cannot take anything.
人空手来，将来也是空着手回去。
We come to the world empty-handed, and we will leave the world empty-handed.
但是在主里面，你有了真正的正确的新娘。你所劳苦的代价就会跟着你。
But with faith in God, the fruits of your labor will follow you.
所以你做工的果效会随着你，将来可以在神的面前得到报赏。
And God will reward you in the future.
所以保罗就说啊，我们人生啊，在世界上是自战自清的劳苦。
Paul says our suffering in the world is light and it's short-lived.
但是为着要让我们成就一个极重无比、永远的荣耀。
But rather we will wait a great glory in the future.
所以我们人生的劳苦啊，在主里啊，所受的劳苦就不足介意了。
Then when we suffer for the Lord, it is nothing.
因为我们将来还有赏赐。
Because we know of our reward.
啊，这样的劳苦就有价值。
And that is how we have value in our work.
看回来传道书一章的第四节。
Let's turn back to Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 4.
传道书一章第四节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 4.
一代过去，一代又来，地却永远长存。这里讲到地是长存的。
The earth remains forever.
当然，这是一种比较的用法。
Of course, that is only a term used.
啊，属物主的东西啊，物有本末，是有终始。这个地将来最后还是有。毁灭的一天。
Because everything in the physical world has a beginning and an end, the earth will also be destroyed.
但是用土地的存在跟人来比较啊，地的时间还是长久的。
But when you compare to the human life, to the earth, then the earth seemed to remain forever.
说人生好像一个大舞台一样。
Human life is like a stage.
啊，人就站在这个舞台上面。
And we are on the stage.
啊，人活在这个地面上啊，啊，一个世代大概七八十年呐、啊，啊，这个世代就过去了，啊，另外一个一代又上来。
And we will live in the world for 70 or 80 years, and our time passes, and the next generation comes about.
所以我们看到舞台上的演员呐、啊，啊，他们演完了以后，演完他们的角色就下台了，啊，另外人上来了。
It's as just as the stage actor is leaving the stage after the scene.
但是一般的舞台啊，你下台还可以上去。
But the stage remains.
人生的这个舞台啊，一个人就是上一次。
We can only go up on the stage once.
不管你演的角色是。啊，成功或失败。
Whether you play a successful role or a failure.
我们一个人上台只有一次。
We only have one chance to be on the stage.
所以一代上来，一代下去。
And one generation comes after another.
啊，人的时间有限啊，没有办法永存的。
We cannot live forever.
不管你是英雄豪杰或者是君王将军啊，都是一样。
You may be a king or a hero.It is still the same.
人的生命是有限的。
Your life will end.
美国立国两百多年呐、啊，有四十几位的总统。
America, the United States has been in existence for 200 years with over 40 presidents.
中国立国啊，号称五千年。
And China claims to have been around for 5,000 years.
啊，有四百多个皇帝。
With over 400 emperors.
但是我们看到这些人就是一代一代就过去了。
But what we see is one person taking over another.
所以人生在世界上没有办法永存。
We cannot live forever in the world.
但是我们信耶稣的人呢、啊，就不一样了。
But it's different when we believe in the Lord Jesus.
约翰福音第三章说啊，耶稣来到世界上是要让我们不至于灭亡。
John chapter 3 says Jesus came to this world so that.We will not be destroyed.
要让我们得到永恒的生命
That we will receive eternal life.
所以一些君王豪杰都过去了，没有了。
All the heroes of the past have gone away.
但是我们在主里面的人呢、啊，我们虽然肉体结束了，我们的灵魂还是活在神的面前。
But in the Lord, though our body perishes, our spirit lives forever in Him.
所以耶稣就讲了一句话
，Jesus said,
说神是亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神。
God is the Lord of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
说神是活人的神，神不是死人的神。
He is the God for the living, not the dead.
亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各都是古时代敬畏神的人。
Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob were saints of the past.
他们存着信心离开世界了。
They have departed from the world by faith.
虽然在人来看我们看不见了，他们已经死掉了。
Even though we can see them no longer, we think they have died.
但是因为他们敬畏神呐、啊，他们仍旧活在神的面前。
But because they fear the Lord, they are alive before God.
所以神说他是亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神。
That's why God said, "I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob."
他是活人的神。
He is the God for the living.
因为这些敬畏神的人呐、啊，虽然死了，但是他们还是活在神的面前。
And though these people have died physically, they are still alive in the Lord.
人生在世界上是不断的忙碌不息呀、啊。
We are always busy in our lives.
我们看传道书一章第五节。
Let's read Ecclesiastes chapter 1 verse 5.
一章第五节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 1 verse 5.
日头出来，日头落下，即归所出之地。第六节。
6.
风往南刮，又向北转，不住的旋转。而且返回转行原道第七节
7.
江河都往海里流海却不满江河从何处流仍归还原处这里都是描写人生啊这个自然界的生生不息啊一直的忙碌
Here we see a cycle in human life as in nature
啊太阳早上出来啊到了下午又落下
The sun will rise in the morning and set in the afternoon.
啊，每天就是这样一直的忙碌不息。
And every day it hurries back and forth.
我们人生也是一样，跟着早晚呐、啊、一直忙碌。
And human life is also busy from morning to night.
啊，我们的人生也是一样。
And our life is just like this.
啊，刚刚出生的时候，好像清晨的日光。
When we're born, we're just like the early morning sunlight.
啊，慢慢的，好像到了中午啊，到青年时代。
And when we get older, it is like the noon.
啊，青年过去了以后，好像太阳快渐渐的快下山了。
And when we grow old, it's as if the sun is setting.
啊，人生就是这样的忙碌一生。
And that's how we toil in our lives.
他说这个风啊，往南再往北啊，一直的刮，一直的转。
The wind will also blow to the south and turns back to the north.
啊，世界上有很多风云人物也是一样。
Many famous people.
那我们人生啊也是一样，东西南北一直的奔波啊，忙碌。
So it is with our lives as we go from this place to another and back.
啊，所以有人说我们人好像鸟一样，一下飞来飞去呀、啊。
We're like the birds flying around.
一下子北方，一下南方，东西南北这样。
Sometimes we go to the north, the south, or the east, the west.
他说这个江河啊，一直河水往江河一直往海里流。
Also, the stream flows into the sea.
啊，我们生命好像流水一样，从上游的地方一直往下游的地方流。
Our lives are just like the water flowing down.
啊，所以人生
life is just like a river flowing down.
啊，这个海很大，永远没有办法得到满足。
The sea is so great and can never be full.
人生就是这样，没有办法满足。
And that is, our life can also never be full.
看第八节
，Let's read verse 8.
一章第八节
，Chapter 1, verse 8.
说万事令人厌烦，人不能说尽，眼看看不饱，耳听听不足。虽然世界上有很多的娱乐啦，各样的艺术啦，各样的发明啦，好像看起来很让人享乐。
And much enjoyments and entertainments in the world.
但是世界上的所有万物啊，说那你眼看呐、啊、看不饱，耳听听不足。
Yet the eyes has never has enough of seeing, nor the ear its fill of hearing.
有时候好吃好玩的东西啊，你吃了以后一下子就会感到腻了。
You may have good food, but you could get tired of it.
啊，好玩的东西玩过了，也觉得没有什么新鲜的。
You may do something fun, but after a while you get bored.
人生真的是这样啊，没有办法让你真正得满足的。
And our life can never be truly satisfied.
所以耶稣曾经对一个撒玛利亚妇人说啊
，Jesus once spoke to a Samaritan woman.
你每天来井里拿水。
He said, "You come to fetch water in the well."
啊，你喝了以后还会再渴，渴了还要再拿水来喝。
And when you drink it, you will become thirsty again, and you must fetch the water again.
啊，所以每天呢、啊、就是渴渴喝水，喝水渴渴。
So you keep going back and forth between fetching water and becoming thirsty again.
说只有耶稣所赐的生命活水啊，才能够让我们真正解渴。
Only the living water from Jesus Christ can quench our thirst.
啊，所以所罗门虽然有很多财富、学问、享乐啊。但是他说没有办法满足。
Even though King Solomon had everything in wealth, knowledge, and enjoyment,
这是一个人生啊很现实的一种写照。
That is the reality of life.
啊，有一个人写了一首打油诗啊。
Once, someone wrote a poem.
他在描写人生的虚空。
To describe the meaningless of the world.
说你虽然有很多的财富啊，但是没有办法让你得满足。
He said that you may have wealth, but you cannot be satisfied.
啊，那首诗啊。内容相当长。
This was quite a long poem.
啊，我只是把它取几个啊，我们给大家做参考。
Let me quote a few phrases.
他说：“你得到很多钱呐、啊，你可以买很多的食物，但是没有办法让你买到食欲。
You can have money to buy food, but you cannot buy your appetite.
啊，有时候你虽然……”有很多的食物，但是胃口不好，再怎么都吃不下。
You may have lots of food, but you might not feel like eating at all.
所以食欲不是你钱能够买得到的。
You cannot buy your appetite.
啊，说你可以买到很漂亮、很舒服的床。
You can buy a very nice bed.
但是啊，不一定能够买到睡眠。
But you cannot buy a good night's sleep.
有的人啊，虽然睡在很漂亮的床上
，Many people have very nice beds.
啊，但是啊，晚上还是睡不着。
But they still can't fall asleep.
啊，好几张床啊，你也没有办法说一下睡这一张，一下睡那一张。
You cannot simply change a bed to get more sleep.
啊，再好的床啊，有时候你失眠了又睡不着。
If you are an insomniac, you just can't fall asleep.
啊，所以有人统计说啊，美国啊是安眠药啊销量最多的国家。
America is the greatest consumer of sleeping pills.
啊，很富足啊，啊，生活很好啊。
People are well to do.
但是很多人啊晚上睡不着。
But people still cannot fall asleep.
他说你有钱可以买到很漂亮很好的房子
Money can buy you a house
但是不见得能够买到好的家庭
But it cannot buy you a good family、
啊、有钱可以买房子
You can buy a nice house
但是要夫妻相爱家庭和乐啊啊，这不是钱可以买得到的
But if you want love and harmony in the family You can't do so with money
你可以买到很多的药物但是不一定买得到健康
You can buy medicine But you cannot buy your health
你可以买到很多的化妆品但是不一定买得到漂亮
You can buy much cosmetics You cannot buy your beauty
你可以买到很多的娱乐但是不一定买到真正的快乐
You canBuy many entertainments, but you cannot buy happiness.
所以所罗门啊，财富享乐都有，但是没有办法快乐满足。
Solomon had everything, but he was not really happy.
我们再看传道书一章。
Let's read Ecclesiastes chapter 1.
第九节。
Verse 9.
一章第九节。
Chapter 1, verse
9. 已有的事，或必再有；已行的事，或必再行。日光之下并无新事第十节
Verse 10
岂有一件事人能指责说这是新的哪知在我们以前的世代早已经有了所以我们世界上啊没有什么新的事情
There's nothing new under the sun
我们看到很多的流行啊啊，比如说衣服的形式啦啊，领带啦鞋子啦啊，各种形式就流行来流行去。
We can simply look at the way we dress. Trends come and go.
因为人不满足啊，所以你要变化花样啊。
Because we don't like what we wear, we have to change.
啊，但是变来变去还是变回老样啊。
But whatever you do, you simply go retro.
他说有时候我们觉得说啊，这好像一件新事，或者是一件非常轰动的、非常大的成就。
You think this is something new and a great accomplishment.
可能以前世代没有。
But you thought that no one else has done this before.
但是或许说在以前的世代啊，早已经有过了。
Well, perhaps in the ancient times it had already happened.
啊，以前已经过了几个世代，我们不知道。
Maybe it has been some time.
所以有的人说啊，人有时候一直啊聪明，很有智慧啊，最后发明很多毁灭武器，就把自己就毁灭掉了。
Human beings are so smart that we create weapons to destroy ourselves.
啊，然后就从原始的时代又开始再来。
Then we'll probably
又是一个新的世代。
Then we might begin all again from cavemen.
到底是不是这样？我们不知道了。
We don't know if that would be the case.
但是圣经里面说没有新事。
But the Bible says there is nothing new.
我们以为新的事情，其实在以前的世代有过了。
What we think is new may have happened long ago.
所以我们有的人说，以前有一些文明古国啊。他们以前那个聪明智慧他们建造发明啊都是我们现代人有的都还没有办法想象得到的
There are legends about ancient kingdoms who had wonderful inventions
那、啊、另外人啊因为充满着罪恶啊
Our lives are also filled with sin
啊各种的暴力啦凶杀啦自私自利 啊所以人都旧了所以万事都渐渐的变旧
Because of our selfishness, our evil doings, everything will grow old.
因为我们打开报纸一看啊，都是杀人啊，各样的犯罪的事情。
When we read the newspaper, we see murders and other crimes.
都是旧人旧事啊。
It is all old news.
所以以赛亚书里面说，这个世界啊，好像一件旧衣服啊，慢慢的要捡起来了，最后就没有掉。
The world is like an old robe that becomes tattered.
所以在世界上没有新事
There's nothing new
但是神要为我们做一件新事
But God will do something new
我们看以赛亚书四十三章
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 43
以赛亚书四十三章十九节
Isaiah chapter 43 verse 19
以赛亚书四十三章十九节
Isaiah chapter 43 verse 19
看啊我要做一件新事如今要发现你们岂不知道吗我必在旷野开道路在沙漠开江河神说他要行一件新的事情
God said I am doing a new thing
就是在旷野开道路在沙漠当中啊能够流出河水的江河了
I am making a way in the deserts and stream in the wasteland
所以人生啊因为离开神没有办法得满足
Because we have departed from God, we will receive no satisfaction.
所以神的恩典要降临在这个世界上。
But God's grace will come upon the earth.
就借着耶稣来为我们开了一条又真又活得救的道路。
Through Jesus Christ, we have a new way to salvation.
所以耶稣说，他就是道路、真理跟生命。
Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life.
人借着他就能够得进神的国，得到永恒的生命。
And we can enter into the kingdom of God and receive eternal life.
人生离开了神，人的心灵没有办法满足。
Our heart cannot be filled if we are apart from God.
不是因为没有饼没有水。
Not because we have no bread or water.
因为没有神的话，没有神的灵。
But rather because we don't have the word of God and His Spirit.
所以神要把他的生命的活水浇灌到我们的心里面。
God will pour out His living water on us.
要我们让我们流出活水的江河来。
So that from within us there is the fountain of living water.
所以以西结书说啊，神要把新的灵赐给我们。
God will give us a new spirit.
让我们得到一个新的心。
So that we can have a new heart.
让我们变成一个新的人。
And become a new person.
让我们能够过新的生活。
And live a new life.
让我们充满着新的盼望。
To have a new hope.
说将来这个旧天地啊，有一天都会回去。
The old heaven and earth shall pass away.
但是敬畏神的人可以进到那个新天新地里面。
But those who fear the Lord can enter into the new heaven and the new earth.
所以在世界上没有新事。
There's nothing new on earth.
但是唯有在主里面才能够为我们成就新而伟大的事情。
Except for the new thing the Lord has done for us.
所以我们今天在主里面呢。
Now are we living in the Lord?
所旧的事情都已经过了。
All the old things have passed away.
一切都已经更新了。
Everything has been renewed.
因为我们已经成为新的人。
Because we are a new person.
因为我们已经得到新的生命。
Because we receive a new life.
因为我们已经可以进到新的天地里面。
Because we can enter into the new heaven and new earth.
再看十一节。
Let's read Ecclesiastes chapter 1 verse 11.
传道书一章十一节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 1 verse 11.
已过的世代无人纪念，将来的世代后来的人也不纪念。人都希望说他活着的时候能够留下一些东西啊，让后来的世代的人纪念。
We hope to leave something behind when we die, so people can remember us.
所以有一句话说，人死虎鼠留皮啊，人死留名。
We want to leave a name.
所以很多人呐、啊，都希望说。想一些办法把自己的名留下来。
We try to think of ways to leave our name in the world.
我以前读中学的时候换了几个校长。
When I was in high school, we had several principals.
他那校长一来啊，有的就把那个大门就把它挖掉，另外弄一个新门。
When a new principal arrived, people would replace the gates with a new one.
把自己的名字就写在上面。
And he would write his own name there.
有时候盖了一些建筑物，把自己的名字留在那里。
Or people would build new buildings and put their names on there.
所以很多人很喜欢留名啊。
People like to put their names on
things. 造铜像啊，或者是我们现在做照相做纪念，这也是要留下一些东西啊。
Or even photographs, because we want to remember ourselves.
但是人所能够留下的东西啊，有时候相当有限。
But there's not much we can leave behind.
有时候我们一直收集很多东西啊，过来一段时间呢，就把它丢掉了。
We collect many things, but after a while, we have to throw them away.
有时候我们留下的东西，到了我们儿子孙子啊，可能他认为这没有东西，没有用，把它丢掉了。
Even if we leave behind something, our children probably don't think they're worth much and throw them away.
其实人很容易忘记啊。
We're very forgetful.
所以。中国孔夫子啊，跟有一个王啊在谈话。
Once Confucius was conversed with the emperor.
他说人有时候很容易忘记事情。
He said people forget many things.
他说不晓得有人会不会说搬家的时候把太太忘记了，没有搬过去。
Has there been someone who moved and forget his wife?
那个王回答说，这还不是。还不是大事啦，有的人啦、搬家住址都把住址忘掉了。
But the emperor replied, that is nothing. Some people have moved and forgot to move themselves to a new place.
真的、我们有时候啊，很多事情很容易忘。
We forget many things.
有时候出去市场啦、或者出去啊，开车子出去，这个去买东西回来啊，要找车子啊，不晓得放在哪里去啊。
Just imagine yourself driving to a supermarket. Sometimes when you come out.Of the market, you forgot where you park.
有的人说啊，把小孩子带到市场去买东西。
Or people that would take their kids to the market.
买完了以后啊，小孩子把他丢在那里，自己车子开着就回家了。
And after shopping, they may just drive home by themselves.
有的人很容易忘记啊。
We're very forgetful.
有时候有一些伟人他一直想说他的事迹可以让人来纪念。
There are many people who hope that. their deeds will be remembered.
但是没想到啊，很快就被人家忘记掉。
But people soon forget.
好、哦，所以我们看到最近近代的一些伟人。
Let's look at recent figures.
有的他的那个铜像还被人家敲掉。
Their statues have been destroyed.
啊，像斯大林死掉，人家还把他墓挖出来，还鞭尸。
Well, people even dug up Stalin's body to beat him.
哦，过了不久的时代啊，啊，结果人就把他的功劳就忘记掉了。
After some time, people forget everything you do.
啊，所以莎士比亚的戏剧里面有一句话。
There's a line in a Shakespearean play.
他说人啊，人之为善，常常被人所遗忘。
People don't remember the good that you do.
啊，人之为恶啊，就跟他的骸骨啊一同埋到地里面去。
But the evil you do are buried with your bones.
人做什么事情，最后啊，就埋掉了，没有了。
When you are buried, everything goes with you.
所以有一个人就形容说，人在地面上走过的，好像你走在沙滩上所经过的脚迹。
Our lives on earth are like walking on the beach with our footsteps in the sand.
虽然我们走过去的时候，我们的脚印留在那里。
We can see clear footprints on the sand.
但是突然间一阵风吹来啊，带来一些风沙，就把那个脚印就把它掩盖过去了。
But when the wind blows, the sand will cover the footprints.
人生你不管你做了什么啊，最后的结果就是这样。
Whatever
风沙把那个脚迹就盖掉了。
Whatever you do will end up as nothing.
所以说，以前的世代没有人纪念。
People will not remember the man of old.
将来的世代也是一样，没有人纪念。
Even those who are yet to come will not be remembered.
所以世界上啊，人活过啊，最后的结果、啊，你想要留下什么，最后都留不住。
And so we can leave nothing behind in our lives.
但是我们敬畏神的人啊，就不一样了。
But if we fear the Lord, we believe in the Lord, it is different.
看以赛亚书四十九章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 49.
以赛亚书四十九章
Isaiah chapter 49
十五节
verse 15
四十九章十五节
Isaiah 49 verse 15
妇人焉能忘记她出来的婴孩，不联系她所生的儿子，即或有忘记的，我却不忘记你。这里讲到说啊，一个敬畏神的人啊，神永远不会忘记他。
God will not forget those who fear him.
所以在古时候啊，圣经里面有很多啊敬畏神的人，他们所做的表现啊，留在圣经里面让我们来纪念。
The Bible records many saints in the past who have faith in the Lord.
那我们敬畏神的人，我们所行的也记在神的生命册上，永远蒙纪念。
And just as they are remembered, God will also remember what we do when we fear Him.
我们再看一节，看传道书一章的十五节。
Let's also now turn back to Ecclesiastes chapter 1 verse 15.
传道书一章十五节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 1 verse 15.
弯曲的不能变直，缺少的不能足数。所罗门说啊，人生所经历的都是极大的劳苦。
Solomon say that we go through labor in life.
它有很多弯曲的，你没有办法把它弄直。
There are many things that are twisted and cannot be straightened.
啊，有些缺少的，你没有办法把它补足。
And what is lacking cannot be counted or filled.
那、啊、这个缺啊，就是主的人生的一些啊不平啦、啊、不顺啦、啊、不合理的事情。缺陷，哎。
What is twisted is the problems and what we encounter in our lives.
有时候是遇到一些人生不幸的一些灾难呐、啊，我们不愿意遇到的。
The accident that will happen to us.
啊，说有说啊，很多很多弯弯曲曲的事情，我们没有办法把它弄直。
Human life is twisted that we cannot straighten it.
啊，有说很多的缺陷。
And there are many things that are lacking.
我们不愿意的，但是偏偏却临到人的身上。
There are things that we don't want to happen, yet they still do.
真的，我们人生有很多的不幸啊。
There are many tragedies in life.
有很多我们觉得是美中不足的地方。
And many things are imperfect.
所以有人说啊，家家都有本难念的经啊。
Every one of us have our problems.
每一个家庭里面都是一样，都有很多啊，啊不如意的不幸的事情。
Each family has its own problem.
有的富足的家庭啊，啊虽然财富很多，但是儿女没有儿女可以来继承。
A wealthy family may not have.We may have no one to inherit the properties.
像那个欧纳，像那个希腊的船业大王啊，啊，财富很多啊，那儿子很早就死掉。
Just like Onassis, who had no son to inherit his wealth.
啊，像日本的皇室哈，日本的皇室啊，娶了两个媳妇。
Or the royal family in Japan.
啊，他们一直希望说这个啊，将来能够生男的啊，能够来继承皇位。
The family still has no heir.
啊，但是没想到这媳妇所生的都是生女孩。
Because the princesses have given birth to more princes.
因为按照日本的皇室啊，他们没有女孩子带。当天皇啊
，because they would not allow a female to become an emperor.
所以皇帝的家族就很着急
，and they're quite worried.
那所以就很多这种人也愿意啊，盼望不要碰到的一些缺陷呢、啊。
There are many imperfections we encounter in life.
啊，但是却偏偏碰到。
But we always go through them.
啊，有的人虽然有钱啊，可以来栽培儿女。
Some people have can raise their children.
但是小孩子却。不晓得要读书啊，有时候整天晃荡。
But the children are not studious and they misbehave.
有的穷苦人家的小孩子比较争气一点。
Or perhaps in a poor family we find children.
但是又没有钱读书。
But they cannot afford the education.
好、哦，啊，有的人虽然很有才干
，some people maybe，
但是也有某一方面的缺陷。
But they are imperfect.
像好像在大概两年前吧，美国的小姐脑筋很好，很机智。
Just a few years ago, I saw Miss America.
啊，但是没有办法讲话。
She was very beautiful and smart, but she was mute.
啊，这也是美中不足啊。
That is also imperfection.
啊，有时候有一些啊，不愿意碰到的不幸。
And there are many tragedies that happen.
但是人没有办法去防备，啊，有时候防不胜防啊。
They're unpreventable.
啊，像大概一两年前吧，在纽约有一架那个。啊 ，TWA 800号的飞机回上去不久啊，整个爆炸到现在啊，还找不到那个原因在哪里。
Remember what happened to the TWA airplane that exploded soon after takeoff? No one knew why.
很多很多这样的不幸事情太多了。
Many things happen around us.
啊，像那个阿波罗号的那个太空船呢、啊，太空梭啊，啊带来一些人到月球去。
And during one of the Apollo missions to the moon,
哎，我记得其中有一个女教师啊，高中老师，啊，要出发前说啊，我要在太空旅行啊，啊，就是，啊，传到是地球上来，让大家来看。
There was an astronaut who said that I will teach from space.
他说啊，要让大家知道说太空旅行也是很安全的。
He said that to prove that space travel is safe.
但是没想到啊，那个发射以后72秒就爆炸。
But the spacecraft exploded after the launch.
啊，后来啊，本来大家都在鼓掌啊，但是突然间啊，都愣住了，都开始哭了。
All of this happened while people were still applauding.
啊，这都是人生所不愿意遇到的一些屈的缺陷的地方。
Those are the twisted things that happen in life.
但是人的力量啊，有限。
And we have limited abilities.
你屈的你没有办法跟它变足啊
！We cannot straighten what is twisted.
缺少的你没有办法把它补足。
We cannot fill up what is lacking.
但是我们的神啊，就是全能的神。
But our God is Almighty.
他可以让屈变直。
He will make the twisted straight.
看以赛亚书42章。
Let's turn to Isaiah 42.
以赛亚书42章。
Isaiah 42.
16节。
Verse 16.
42章16节。
Isaiah chapter 42 verse 16.
我要引瞎子走行不认识的道，领他们走不知道的路，在他们面前使黑暗变为光明，使弯曲的变成平直，这些事我都要行，并不离弃他们。说神啊，他要让黑暗变为光明。
God will turn the darkness into light.
让那些弯曲的、不足的，让它能够变正直，能够弥补不足。
And the rough and twisted path to be smooth.
所以我们的神是让无变有的神。
God will make something out of nothing.
让不可能变为可能的神。
He will make the impossible possible.
让死变成活的神。
He will turn death into life.
所以我们敬拜这位神啊，我们就能够得到真正的满足跟喜乐。
Only through this true God can we receive satisfaction.
啊，因为神是在神里面呢、啊，才能够真正让我们得到充满。
Because that is how we become filled.
人生如果没有了神呐、啊，活在世界上没有指望，一切都虚空。
Without God, there is no hope in our life.
唯有敬畏神啊，才能带给我们喜乐满足。
Only by having faith in God can we have peace and joy.